Good afternoon. This is everyone's favorite Minx. You are tuned into minxradio.com. Okay, so I just wanted to talk briefly about this Joe Budden shit, because what aggravates me the most about this is the fact that it's a lot of pot calling the kettle black. In this case, high yellow interactions and engagements, because what the fuck? And I feel that Drake has actually tainted the waters of people that are aging out of the game. They did their best. You know, they didn't have to sell out and do all that weirdo OVO shit, Bohemian Grove shit. And, you know, we're considered failures because we did not get mainstream success. And this mentality that has been going on, you know, it's kind of strange activities for me, because who were you as an independent artist or artist in general to tell somebody else that their baby is ugly? You know, someone like Joe Budden, who a lot of people age out and they just get into the, you know, the scammy scam game. Bruh. You know, they be on like the DJ Envy shit trying to, you know, monetize off of fake real estate opportunities. You know, I give it up to Joe. I give it up to Joe, because becoming a podcaster is a very difficult thing. You know, you're dabbling into new waters. You're dabbling into new environments of people and brands that are interested in only one thing that really matters in this realm, which is the plays. It is the streams. The streams is what matters here. Okay. Now, I said before, you know, people that don't understand podcasting, it is a totally different animal. You're not just sitting on talking on a microphone. It takes structure. It takes time and dedication to continuously put out new episodes, answer questions that, you know, the public is talking about. And of course, try not to get your own self dragged for your opinions. And the problem is that part of this is that you become an order taker in some cases, because now when you have people putting investments behind your brand, sometimes there's things you can say and things you cannot say. And once you get dropped by a brand, other brands start to follow. So cancel culture is real as a podcaster. Okay. When you are a musician, the only thing you have to do is just get behind your mic and sing and rap whatever the fuck it is that your engineer or producer is telling you to do. You know, you're taking a chance by putting a song out there. You know, will it be a song that will get you canceled? It probably won't. Because there's a fan for everybody, right? You got motherfuckers that still listen to R. Kelly, and we all clearly know that R. Kelly should not even be on your fucking playlist. We already know that. But some people still do. The realest ones like myself, we not only canceled R. Kelly, we canceled every fucking song he wrote. We canceled every fucking feature he did, every production he's done. Trust me, cancel culture is fake and real at the same time. But Drake, Drizzy Drake, you know, can't take critiques and calls people out for not being part of the bandwagon, not being part of the hive mind. And unfortunately, you know, I refuse to hit play on any of Drake's shit, because you out here talking to minors, you know, in the fucking DMs. Bruh. You know, oh, that's my big brother, my mentor, my ass. It's called grooming. It's called grooming. And whether you like it or not, no, there is no innocence of a fucking man that's 17 years your senior trying to talk to you about fucking boys. So that's another story. I don't have to entertain that peanut gallery. I'm over here tripping over my words because I have a lot to say. I feel that Joe Budden, I don't think he's a bitter hater. I just think that the way he conveys his opinion is a little bit harsh. But I know it's coming from a real place, because yes, you know, Drake, you are 36 years old, still rapping about shit that you're not about, have never been about. You know, you are a poster child for what we call the, you know, bougie dude. You know what I'm saying? You have never been in the hood, never lived in the hood, never had to experience hood shit. You know, you just an actor who was on Degrassi, and you know, it was a good show. It was a good run. But you were on Degrassi being Jimmy in a wheelchair, And now you expect us to look at you like you got fucking goons and you can make shit happen. I mean, yes, money is what makes the world go round. This is exactly why XXXTentacion is no longer around. Okay, I don't care what you say. That man sat there and called you out for being a fucking copycat, a chameleon artist who copies other people's cadences and the little things that they do, because God's plan was not your plan. You know, God's plan was not your plan. XXXTentacion was out here being the God's plan by giving people, his fans, things that they needed, entertainment that they needed to stay out of trouble, to stay home and off of these streets that you claim you grew up on. So the bottom line is that I don't like what the fuck is the narrative of all this. Perhaps there must have been a powwow behind the scenes of Drake having a fucking meltdown in the comments. And then, you know, everything happens. If you've read the 48 Laws of Power, you see that everything begets everything. So a meltdown on Drake's part actually attracted listeners over to Joe Budden, because now people are saying, what? Well, I want to hear what Joe had to say. I want to see. So everybody wins in this situation. This is all orchestrated and calculated to get people talking and to take your mind off of the real things that are going on in hip hop. And unfortunately, where we stand, you know, we are going to have this who is the GOAT conversation. There's always going to be a conversation based off of projects. And quite frankly, if you cannot take criticism, you shouldn't be an artist. You shouldn't even take that leap to put your shit online. And even if you have been out there and you have seen success from the tunes that you have put out, there is a possibility that you may put some shit out that will flop. That just happens with the artistry of being a musician. You know, the question is, do you care that much that you have to spoil your reputation of being a GOAT, being the greatest of all time? Look at Jay-Z. People call him the GOAT. Do you think that he has the time to sit down and write a whole ass paragraph about why somebody is a hater? No, he does other things. You know, he does other things. He buys paintings. You know, he dabbles into business things. Drake, I don't see that for you. You know, you're still running around like you are a adolescent with bars. Now, I like Drake's music, some of it. I like the old Drake. I don't like this new Drake. I like the old Drake prior to him being a weirdo in the DMs with minors. But the way that this is going to end, this conversation is going to end when it comes to talking shit about podcasters and stuff, don't bite the hand that feeds you. I've been seeing so many nasty comments, people that are caping for him and dick riding for him. And my whole question to you is that when you start doing your press run and you have a new EP coming out and you need somebody to review it and give an honest opinion and use their platform to actually highlight and shed light to your new shit, don't hit up no fucking podcasters, because we're all failed rappers in your eyes. And at the end of the day, you have to realize that everybody is watching. Everybody is watching, from the janitor to the bloggers. They're watching. So be careful about the things that y'all say online. Stop calling everybody haters and stop calling rappers failed because they decided to take their show on the road into a different way. You know, some people are supposed to be in the forefront doing their music, being on stage, going on tours and stuff. And other people, which makes this whole world go round in the music business, other people have to be the media. People have to be the bloggers. Sometimes someone has to be the DJ. Sometimes someone has to be that person to wipe the stage so you don't trip on yourself. There are levels to this shit. And you don't disrespect people that are actually giving you a platform to speak and present your craft to the public on their hard work that took them maybe years to build. So I just hope this opens up people's eyes, you know what I'm saying? People's eyes to seeing the big picture of how you were shooting yourself in the foot by inserting yourself into superstar issues. So, as always,
this station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
This station is the ultimate power in the universe, and you are power in the universe. There's power in your words. There's power in things that you say, which goes around, comes around. And just be careful when you're in these internet streets, because you never know who is watching. Again, this is the Meek Show, and I hope you guys enjoy the rant. Please make sure you like and share. And yes, I made this fucking beat. And if you're interested in trying to grow, let me know.